The Temptations. Ball of Confusion from 1970. Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. FM and HD. Here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Weston T. Hind, the featured artist of last week's episode of Radio Cosmos Live, which is available on the Radio Cosmos Live YouTube page. If you want to check it out, along with the backlog of everything Mike Thompson has done with the Radio Cosmos Live project.
Yeah, if you want to find it, you just look up Radio Cosmos Live on YouTube, and Weston T. Hine, his episode is Season 2, Episode 16, so that should help narrow it down for y'all.
Hopefully. Weston, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine.
Man, thank you for coming in and talking to us. Tell me a little bit about how you got into music.
So I started playing when I was 11. I got a guitar, and a buddy of mine had a knockoff Eddie Van Halen guitar.
Nice.
And he taught me like a James Bond riff, and I remember playing that riff about 1,000 times pretty terribly. But I went home and asked Mom for a guitar, and just sort of fell in love with it. Played at church a lot and started doing bands after that. And a lot of original music came, and, you know, at a young age, and just sort of fell in love with it. Yeah.
And now it's turned into a professional career.
Full time, man. Yeah. It's pretty much what I wake up and think about. So
how's that kind of work for you? Like,
yeah. So, right now, it's an interesting time with the pandemic. So I was doing some traveling and touring, had a rock band I was playing in and playing guitar for some other artists, and pretty much shut down during the pandemic. And then I ended up getting married. So I'm down here and doing a lot of restaurant gigs, and then as well working out of the studio and releasing music under my name, which is pretty, that's a new thing for me too. So,
well, congratulations on everything
that's
coming along. And certainly I feel that certainly in this area, the restaurant scene of just providing entertainment is a lot of the industry. You know, that's not 100% fulfilling as a musician.
For sure. For sure. It can be grueling.
So we've got a pre-recorded cut, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Into the Mystic. Tell me a little bit about how this story went for you.
Yeah. So Into the Mystic was a song. Initially for me, I had no plans of releasing it, but I got commissioned by someone who had seen me live and a buddy playing that song and liked our version and said, hey, can you record a version for my husband and I? Well, fiance at the time. We're going to get married and want this to be our first dance song. But it was the middle of pandemic, so they're like, we can't really have people at our wedding. Aww, they did like a small them and the reverend situation, I think. And I ended up, it got me thinking. I was like, well, a cover could be cool. So I ended up doing a full version of it.
Well, and we're going to go ahead and play that cut. The original from Van Morrison. Here's Weston T. Hines' cover of Into the Mystic on the mix.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Hear the bonnie bowls won as we sailed into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly, oh, into the mystic. That foghorn blows, I will be coming home. And when that foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to hear it. And I want to rock your gypsy soul, just like we. If it's in, we will flow, oh, into the mystic. Ooh. that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it, and I don't have to fear it. Together we will flow all into the mist.